I am speaking to Laura Hartley. Again, this will become a recurring theme of Lower League if Coventry City keep it up. So there's two things I want to observe right now, Laura. The first thing I will observe is I checked and Coventry are now odds on to be outright winners of the championship, according to what's on Odds Checker right now. Odds on favourites at this point. That's where Coventry find themselves. That's what's happened. They were not odds on at the last international break, but right now Coventry are odds on. How is that feeling for you? Good, bad, nerve-wracking? What is it?
Everything. Absolutely everything. I mean, it's ours to lose. It is quite ours to completely bottle over Christmas and the new year.
Something to look forward to then.
Can't wait. The fact that we normally start our seasons after Christmas, it is unnerving how we are now just the outright favourites to go up. I mean, it's absolutely batshit to even think about. I can't even comprehend.
Well, let's run through a couple of other things very, very quickly. The championship is always the championship, the thing that we observe on Lower League more than any other rule. The championship is the championship. But that said, right now, top of the pile, having played 15 games, are Coventry. They are 5 points clear. But more than that, they have scored 40 goals over the course of the season in those 15 games. Middlesbrough second, they've scored 19 goals. Stoke are third, 21. Preston, going to come on to them during this, 20. Hull City, 26. Ipswich Town have scored 26. 26 is the second highest. Coventry are on 40. That is close to twice as much. And they are over twice as much against Middlesbrough. The other thing as well, Laura, keeping an eye on Coventry's results all the way through. For me, the most important thing in a way of this little run that Coventry have been on since we've last spoken is that they got beat. They had to cop for one. And it was a bit of a harsh one. It involves Kiefer Moore banging a hat-trick, but they got beat.
That's the reminder.
No, but I think it's important because they get beat, but then they go and very comfortably dispatch Sheffield United. Then they go to Stoke, who currently sit third, and beat Stoke 1-0. Proper grown-up football, go to Stoke, no messing around, we're getting in, we're getting out, and that's what they managed to do. You know, my point here is that if it was gonna wobble, it would have been perfectly reasonable to wobble after Wrexham, but they do not let it wobble.